This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. My name is Ashley Lee. I'm the founder for Center for Conscious Kids. And I'd like to welcome in our podcast booth today the Encinitas Learning Center. I'd like to welcome Linda Detweiler Newcomb.
Hello. Good to be here.
Glad you're here. And I'd like to also welcome Lauren Lee. She was a student of Encinitas Learning Center and is now an intern and volunteer there.
Hello.
Hello. So let's get started today with talking about the Encinitas Learning Center and what that means for children and adults who attend your learning center. And who are those people that come in your door?
Well, we get a wide variety of people calling. Usually it's parents saying that their children need a little help with school, maybe tutoring. But everyone that comes in the door, I give a quick screening to. So I get a chance to hands-on find out how they're processing and handling tasks that are equivalent to academic work. So I get a chance to see how their auditory processing is doing, how visual processing is doing, logic and reasoning, and a little bit of reading and phonemic awareness, and so on, so that I can. And I also do a review of any testing that's been going on previous to them coming in. What we find is that the research is that we need to look at the underpinnings of the academic work, because the drill and instill kind of approach that they use in schools primarily is failing these kids.
Yeah.
So if we look at those particular underpinnings and we find, oh my goodness, visually they're not seeing things the same way as everyone else. They don't know that. They think everybody sees things that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we've discovered an obstacle that's in their way that's causing them to work harder to do the same task that the person is sitting next to them is doing quite easily. No wonder they get tired more quickly by the end of the day and tend to want to zone out. And teachers might interpret that as being not motivated,
right?
Maybe lazy. Yeah. Lots of terms get thrown around, or even worse, ADD, which may not be ADD at all.
Right.
So my specialty then is to take the parent and kind of walk them through the journey of finding the right approach, the right specialist to get at the underlying problem.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's fixed, and it can be fixed, we can change things. Then we have a level playing field to assess, okay, since you weren't listening as well as everybody else earlier, maybe you missed a few things in school. We'll assess that, and we'll kind of fill in the gaps now.
Yeah.
But the wonderful thing is that they're now in the conversation,
right,
learning at the same speed as everyone else with them, and doing a wonderful job of school, which is their job, by the way.
Yeah.
They go every day to their job and try to do their best. I don't know any 6-8-year-old that gets up in the morning and says, gee, how can I make everyone mad at me and fail?
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
Right.
So that's what we do. And we have a variety of programs that we're in 21 years now at our location in Encinitas. And just opened a new location in Rancho Santa Fe. So we're able to bring this to the community. And all the programs that we've investigated through the years are the latest ones that have just come up as being the best way to get at these underpinnings.
Could you explain one of the programs that you do for the kids?
One of the main ones that we do is, if I find that there's an auditory processing problem, is a program called Fast Forward. It actually slows down presentations of sounds to 80 milliseconds. I'm talking to you right now at about 40 milliseconds. So it's twice as slow so that that system can finally make the discriminations between ba and da. It might not be a visual discrimination problem. It might be an auditory one. So finally, at 80 milliseconds, we can make that discrimination. And when that's 80% successful, the computer program, which is what this is, will speed up to 65 millisecond presentations. I can't do that as a human being. I can't do 80 millisecond versus 65 milliseconds. Oh, by the way, if they miss a few, it goes back to 80 milliseconds again, because the beautiful thing about this program is there's always an 80% success rate. And since I've been using it, the program, we found that the dopamine in the brain actually gets stimulated by the ding of the correct response sound. So the kids walk out just elated, just wonderful. Then after two or three sessions, they're really asking to come. So it's really a fun program to do.
So it's a computer-based program that they sit and attend to and then maybe listen with earphones and...
And is monitored by a facilitator under earphones with them, because the only way they make any progress with it is to go as fast as they can and be as accurate as possible. Ultimately, it goes as fast as 25 milliseconds, which basically will allow them then to pay attention, even in noise, even when there's distractors.
I see.
And wow. They're more accurate, and they're able to do multitasking kinds of activities.
So it brings them from the state in which they're experiencing the world, so maybe they're listening or hearing things a little bit slower than a typical person might, and so they're not really understanding when, like someone like me, that talks really fast. So I might be missing some of my audience by speaking so fast.
This is true. And the other thing about the English language is that we always drop our voice to signify we're at the end of our sentence. Well, if there are high-frequency sounds like F and TH and S and SH at the end of those words, sometimes that's not processed. Yeah. And so following directions gets to be a bit tricky.
Yes.
So if you have a child or even an adult who has to have directions repeated, or... The typical one is the lineup in the karate studio where one is just a split second behind everybody else. That tells you that that person is not processing at the same speed as their peers.
I see.
And so maybe they're still processing the question while the teacher has gone on to the next question.
I see.
And then when she calls on them, they answer the first question and everybody laughs.
I see.
It's not funny.
Right. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So I'd like to introduce Lauren Lee.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, can you explain a little bit about where you started at the Encinitas Learning Center as a student who received care there?
Well, I came to Linda and the Learning Center when I was about 6 or 7 years old. I had auditory processing in which sound, speech, and pretty much learning was difficult for me, and being able to be at the same level and academic success as my other peers. So it was a very difficult time for me in my childhood when I struggled to do homework and just take notes, as well as just understand what the teacher was saying when the whole class was very loud and just very obnoxious sometimes. And so I went to Linda consecutively for four or three years during the summers, and then into middle school sometimes during the school year. The programs that I worked with were her, like CogMed and Fast Forward, as well as other speech therapy, helped me significantly in improving just my overall academic success and performance. And with her help, as well as the rest of the staff at Encinitas Learning Center, I was able to be really successful wherever I went. And right now I'm actually interning with Linda at the Learning Center, helping other children who were in the same situation I was back when I was younger.
Wow. And what do you do for them now?
Well, I help them. I monitor them when they're doing their programs. I'm also there to support them in homework or anything else that they need support in. I'm also working under some of the other teachers there and seeing how they help the children with their programs and kind of just everything that they're doing too.
Have you seen a child or worked with a child that started there and then has completed a program?
Yes, there is a lot of children, especially when I was there as a student and then now as an intern, who are really successful. They're doing really well, and I think the Learning Center has completely changed their life. For me, it has as well. So significantly, in fact, that I'm actually going to be attending a four-year university, University of California, Davis, next fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's really good to work with the children. And for me, it's from my perspective of being in their shoes. And so that's really helpful for me to help them and tell them that it is possible to really, like, change your life and really become a better student, and as well as just have it being less difficult than it was when I was younger.
Yeah. Could you share with us some of the difficulties you might have been experiencing with learning when you were younger, before you attended the Learning Center?
Before I attended the Learning Center, I was very stressed out when it came to homework. I'd be nervous that sometimes I wouldn't want to do my homework because I would feel like I would already fail at the task being asked, as well as I couldn't speak properly. So it was very difficult for me to communicate to my friends as well as others to get my needs met or even to ask for help. So for a really long time, it was hard for me to be in a classroom with other students who were performing averagely or better than me. And for me, lacking, I felt very anxious and stressful. And it was very just difficult for me. And the Learning Center helped me, like, throughout, like, later on, to deal with that stress and as well as be able to have tools to help me manage not just my academics, but as well as how I was handling or reacting to situations in school.
Yeah. So if you could come up with maybe an emotion or a description of how you felt about yourself before you went to the Learning Center, and then what would be one after when you had finished many of those programs?
Okay, well, some emotions or stress that I had was I was just always feeling anxious and I would say even grumpy or just kind of very stressed out all the time. I was really shy in the ways that I didn't feel like I could actually communicate properly to my friends. So that made it difficult for me to have a lot of friends. And then now, after going through the Learning Center and having all these programs that have equipped me to be, like, a very successful person, I feel really confident. I have a lot more friends. I communicate to them really well. And I have really lasting friendships. And as well as I was able to advocate for myself throughout my whole 4 years of high school. My grades have been amazing and very successful, and I'm really happy to carry that over into college as well.
I would just like to say, too, when Lauren is monitoring and she'll say, oh, I remember this exercise, and the kids will look at her with just wide eyes, you did this?
Yeah.
It's just amazing, such an awareness to realize that someone that's all grown up,
right,
and successful actually did this and was, you know, glad to do it. It's really fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and what an amazing odyssey and journey that you've taken to be able to move from a young child that experienced stress and anxiety to move into a situation where you're talking with your friends, having fun, having an amazing relationships and an amazing life, and to be able to experience what you desire versus what you think you have to do or you were struggling to do when you were younger.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
What I tell them is that the parents is that I'd really love to see the kids be able to make decisions, their life decisions, from a position of strength. What am I interested in? What would I like to do?
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, I'm not very good at that. Maybe I shouldn't try to be this or that.
Yeah. Or I can't go on to go on to other schooling situations or to go on to life situations to experience them in the depth that they'd like to. So tell me, is there anything else that you'd like me to share or you to share about what happens at the Learning Center? What happens to older kids? What happens to adults that you see too? Could you share some of the stories of...
Well, this is a full-ranged speech and language practice, and it's not tutoring. So we know that adults, when your brain has a set point established, we know it's somewhere between ages 2 and 4 on how fast it will process sounds. It sometimes, if there's a lot of chronic middle ear infections, then how that brain is hearing is like it's underwater because there's so much viscosity in the middle ear where the bones, the ossicles, can't jiggle back and forth well enough. It sounds like it's underwater, if you know what it sounds like when someone talks to you underwater. So that stays. The brain pares everything down and says, that's how we're going to handle those sounds from now on. So consequently, in order to change that, we're building new neural pathways, and we're making them faster and more efficient. And sometimes that just runs in families. You'll find that there's an uncle or a cousin or someone who also has the same problem. So it's either genetics or it's chronic middle ear infections are red flags for this. once it changes, then it never goes back to its original slow processing speed, and it does take intensive work. It has to be done daily, and it has to be done over a period of weeks. However, when the set point changes, it's like once you've learned to ride a bicycle or swim, even if you don't do those things for 10 years, you're still not going to drown, and you're still going to be able to get somewhere on the bicycle. So the brain never goes back to its original inefficient way of doing. And that's the hope for adults, because it doesn't change without remediation. Once we do the remediation, even if you're 70 years old, we can make things better for you. So these things can be changed. It is intensive to concentrate on the brain, convincing the brain to do something differently once it's already settled and happy doing it the way it was originally planned. But once it happens, it's really, really life-changing.
Well, that's fantastic to understand and realize. Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, do you have any questions or any thoughts to provide our listeners to that might be insightful for them to understand? Because it can be kind of scary sometimes for parents to not know and not know how to navigate when their children are struggling, whether they're struggling over decisions at home, about how to get dressed, how to, you know, pick their clothes out, how to fix a meal for themselves as they get a little bit older, how to structure their homework or their homework time, or to do time management, all those different things. What could you provide or give some insight to parents to say how amazing this is to support their children through these times to create this endpoint that you talked about, Linda, about them, that brain actually switching on and turning into this more efficient, more accurate, more precise way of functioning that we would like it to?
Well, at the Instantaneous Learning Center, the tools and programs that are like pretty much custom made or structured for each student is specifically based on what they need and how over a certain time and through their work and through the effort that they put in as well as everyone else, that they will get a more clear, more efficient mind. And just being able to mentally process everything quicker, faster, just in a greater way for them to learn and succeed in life. For me, I believe that for parents that I've seen, or that I, you know, my parents too, was that having to put your children through other people, have to hand your children over and have them be taken care of and seek, and for yourself to seek help and seek support to support not only your child but also yourselves is really difficult. But at the Instantaneous Learning Center, you're well supported, cared for, and every program, everything that Linda does is excellent. It is the top-notch programs that you can get anywhere that will really support your child in all aspects of their life, which I think is really important because it's not a tutoring center. It's not a, you know, center just to, you know, take and then leave and, like, you know, it's a center that really changes your life forever, that really helps you alleviate a lot of your difficulties that comes with either having, you know, auditory processing and all other types of...
like visual processing.
Yeah.
Or sequencing.
Yeah.
You know, lots of kids, right, have trouble with math or numbers or knowing their address or their phone number. Nowadays with smartphones, we don't have to get so memorized, right? It's just a button we push. But in the same time, yes, understanding all those. And so what we're talking about as it relates to conscious living and conscious support is when our brain and our nervous system function really well and we don't feel as anxious or overwhelmed and we gain these senses of confidence by working better with our peers, whether that's in scholastic work or even in relational work where we're building relationships with each other, that these programs sound very empowering. Would that be true?
Yeah, they empower you to be your own advocate as well as your own. It gives you the tools and training to help you just mentally process better. And as well as, I think, with the support and the whole package of Instantaneous Learning Center is that it just gives you the tools overall to really become a really successful human being in all, no matter how old or young you are.
And you mentioned advocacy a couple times. What does mm-hmm. that, what does that mean to you when you have the ability? When you were younger, did you feel like, because you had mentioned how it was difficult to speak and it was difficult to articulate things or maybe process them and get the words out. So did you experience having difficulty like expressing your needs and expressing what it is you wanted and what it is you wanted to do with your parents, teachers, peers, anyone?
Yeah, I think communication and just being able to advocate what I needed. Because at the time, you know, when you're 6 or 7 years old, you like don't really understand why what you're saying doesn't really make sense to everyone else, or that your sentence kind of goes off trail or off rant. Like they just can't understand what you're saying because you're not pronouncing things right or articulating, like you said. So it makes it difficult for you to really mentally and auditory and just talking in general to advocate what you want. So for me, being able and going through the Learning Center and being able to teach how to teach myself as well as being taught by the teachers and the programs there how to properly speak, how to differentiate from words, from letters and sounds and just everything in between, I was really able to learn how to speak properly, thus like allowing myself to advocate for my needs to be met. And for me, understanding, because when you go to the Instantaneous Learning Center and you learn more about what you're having difficulty and why you're having difficulty, it sets you up to be more of an advocate for yourself and for your family, because now your family understands how to accommodate for you and accommodate for yourself in school and life in general.
That's amazing. And so when we can't advocate for ourselves, what kind of feelings do we get? We can move into give up. We can move into, I don't know what to do. Maybe as small children, we could tantrum a lot or get really upset or run away or try to hide or not be a part of our world around us. And it can feel rather lonely sometimes, right, when we have difficulty getting our needs met or expressing what our needs might be.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of children who are in my position, and especially myself, did feel like that a lot because you don't know how to advocate for yourself and you don't know how to – it's hard to. And when you feel like you're making life difficult for yourself and your family and your friends and for everyone else around you, it can be feeling almost hopelessness, you know, in a way. But with the Learning Center and the training there, they really teach you how to, like, be your own person and understand that, yes, you do have difficulties, but there are ways and methods to helping yourself get over those difficulties.
Yeah, and maybe move through them in a really positive and empowering way. So when we're talking about cognitive therapies and mental therapies, when we bring that mental mind or that mental aspect of our lives together, Pete and the others were talking, we were talking about this, about bringing four elements of our lives together to feel whole, healthy, and well-adjusted. That's our bringing our physical, our mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects all together. And when the mental is having a hard time, boy, it's hard to fill all those cups, right? And to feel whole and to feel together and in unity with each other. So thank you both for really expressing how this is possible and what happened.
I really have to say that I'm so proud, I guess is the word, of Lauren and her progress and many others since we've been doing this since 1997 who have come back. I tell the kids, you know, when we sit under headphones for several hours a week, I get to know you pretty well, and I expect you to tell me when you're graduating high school, and I want to know when you get married. I want Christmas cards. And they think I'm crazy, I guess, but it has been really gratifying to see the wonderful things that have been accomplished by these fine young people and really good contributors now to our community. And
well, yeah,
that's really gratifying.
And there's so many ways to support our community and to support each other. And I really appreciate your time today and sharing. And
thank you,
Lauren, for sharing those deep, you know, thoughts and feelings about what you had experienced. I think it's really important because parents and even adults don't recognize it. Maybe they grew up or they're growing up thinking that none of this is possible, and it really, really is. And there are many programs that can support and work in ways that are just special for your needs. And I know, Linda, you do a very, very wonderful job with all the students there in meeting their needs specifically versus just putting them through maybe larger programs where there are whole groups of people. You really work on the individual. You really make sure that all of their needs are met in all of those different areas. You incorporate the family in coming in and participating with the progress so that they know what the children. I know I got the experience of going in there and trying one of the sequencing programs called Interactive Metronome, and I said, geez, this is hard.
It is hard.
I have no sequencing. I'm totally myself.
But I have to tell you, it is fun as well, and to see the growth, and we do make it a fun experience. It's in the summer, it's more like a computer camp than, you know, grueling, hard, arduous work. But it's still work, and we still work on everything. Every minute the kids are there, even their breaks, little do they know, are building skills. So it's intensive. We are there every time, right, every step of the way, and it works really well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
all, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. For more information on how to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families, visit our website at www.centerforconscious.com. That's www.centerforconscious.com. Join us again next week as we get a little bit more conscious and a little bit more centered, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.